Previously on 24.
6 hours ago, a cache of weapons-grade plutonium was found in a warehouse.
We also found this.
What do you make of that, guys?
This is a bill of lading from our company.
For a container sent to Syed Ali.
I can track the shipping order. The database is at the office.
My father really does work for the government. Wouldn't he have known if Reza was doing something illegal? Who are you?
My name is Syed Ali. We're looking in places you do not belong.
I don't know anything!
Kill her.
We're going down! The pilots don't know what happened. It felt like some kind of an explosion.
Come on, they were shot down?
Yeah, by some kind of ground air missile.
It doesn't look like search and rescue.
Are they coming here for you?
I don't know. Drop it, Jack. I'll tell you where the bomb is in exchange for immunity for the murder of Jack Bauer. Someone from CTU is supposed to come pick us up.
Cap said it's out of their jurisdiction. You overruled it.
We told you why we can't go back to L.A.
Yeah, I know. The bomb.
Ms. Myers, if the information you provide culminates in the successful interception of the nuclear device, you will be pardoned in advance for the murder of Jack Bauer.
Mr. President, there's only one right choice to make, and you made it.
The following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
You've been told by a well-respected member of the press, Mr. Ron Whelan, that there is an imminent terrorist threat.
I'm Penny Johnson Gerald, playing Sherry Palmer, sitting here with one of the finest men ever. What's your name there, dude?
I'm Joel Cerno. I play executive producer on the show and co-creator. And we are watching episode 10. What is released to the public and when? 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it's starting out with President Palmer giving a little BS to the press corps to keep him off his back because things are starting to heat up.
That's what I'm doing today.
And he's believing every bit of it, isn't he?
Yeah.
We have the situation well under control.
We shot this Oregon set actually in Beverly Hills in Franklin Canyon, not far from where they used to shoot Mayberry RFD.
What's the situation with Jack Bauer?
He's still being held hostage by Nina Myers.
That was a challenge. This first time we ever had to shoot scenes outside of Los Angeles, that had to portray outside of Los Angeles. So that took us some time. Pretty personal when you killed my wife. Now here's America's favorite couple.
I know.
Terry overheard something that compromised my escape route.
Where is this shot right here? Is this the same place?
No, this is like an Acqua Dolce. This is about 20 miles out of the city.
Well, that's where it was freezing.
North. Yeah.
You believe what you have to, Nina. But you killed your friends.
Shut up, Jack!
I love when she says that.
It's really incredible for us to think about where Sarah Clark started as just the nice, dutiful subordinate to Jack, to where she is now, really a year later. It's a completely different character, yet it was seamless. We never felt like there was a big groan in that, oh, she couldn't be this woman carrying this gun.
I think that's so true, because I think you use the eyes. Her eyes really told her story. That's why it's completely believable.
I agree, and I think Dee Manzano, our makeup person, did a really good look of making her paler and a little more gaunt-looking.
Yes, hollow.
So, yeah, just had a real, real believability to it. When you make the show 24 and all the episodes have to connect to the episodes before and lead into the episode after, there's always going to be one or two episodes every season that what you wrote and what you filmed doesn't fit into what you came up with afterwards. I would say about a good 20% of this episode was reshot after it was originally shot. There was about 15 minutes of the original cutout because storylines had shifted and we had to just redo things to carry the story forward. So I'll try and point out some of those scenes that were reshot scenes.
Look what happens here. This is what I like, the cigarette lighter bit.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are watching for continuity and watching for what makes sense. I didn't know that. I didn't know that about the lighter.
Did it fell out of its pocket?
Yeah, but I did see that. And so when it happened, you know, well, we'll see as we go along what happens
right
with that.
We actually even had a little scene the episode before where he uses the lighter to smoke. Now, that's not going to mean anything to somebody watching the show, but for the real diehard fans who watch the show carefully, we like to put those little added values for them.
And they are watching carefully.
Yeah.
They see things from episodes way before to link them together.
True Chickalella is someone that we love.
That's affirmative.
I think he's our Chaney look-alike.
Mm-hmm.
Copy.
This scene here is a classic eat dirt and die
now here kind of scene. Is a scene that we had to reshoot. I don't think that was Kiefer that you saw walking away. Kiefer had already injured his knee when we did that reshoot. So that shot of the guy walking toward her, I don't think was Kiefer. And this was a big controversial scene for fans. What did he say to her?
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say. People actually called me up to ask me, what did he whisper in her ear? And I said, take a guess.
Well,
he could say almost anything.
But there's a coupon inside your DVD box that you could send a $20 check to me, and I will be happy to tell you what he said.
Dag, Joel, that's pretty good. I'd charge $50 for that secret, absolutely.
The coral snake tattoo.
Yes. Now, is this our first time seeing the tattoo?
Yes. Warner Enterprise, one thing we rarely do on our show is establishing shots like that, where you see the building out in front. One of the things we always try to do is make it feel like you're just inside scenes watching the show. But sometimes with as many storylines as we had that this year, we had to sort of modify our rules on that.
Have a seat.
This is the beauty of 24 here in terms of casting. I enjoy when I see people who look like me and look like other people and represent the full spectrum of people without making a big deal out of it. I like seeing scenes like this.
It's because the show's written by Republicans, Penny, not bleeding-heart liberals.
Okay,
like
do you
yourself.
Know I'm changing? No, I'm going over. I'm crossing
you
over.
You better.
Yeah,
it's not too late.
I'm falling in love with this really powerful woman, and I'm going to akin myself to her.
Who's that?
Condoleezza Rice.
Is she the best?
I think she is incredible.
Do you know
you should learn from her.
Do you know what is amazing about her? If you've ever seen her speak, she never stammers. She never misses
no,
a
she's beat. Very articulate. I just saw a special on her, and I found out some wonderful things about her. And, you know, people always compare Sherry to Hillary Clinton.
Forget it.
And now I'm looking at Condoleezza and saying, whoa.
Yeah, there you go.
I should be so lucky.
Okay. Blood.
Oh, yes.
Blood and guts. These are two male model terrorists.
Oh, my gosh. He is so good to look at.
So is the other guy. The other guy's handsome, too, isn't he?
Well, he's not bad, but it's something about this Saeed character.
You know, his father's
so
Anthony Quinn.
No, hey.
It is, literally. That's
well,
Francesco
let me look
Quinn.
At this. Let me look at this face here. Okay.
See?
Because I just watched Anthony Quinn in Revenge.
He's one of Anthony
because
Quinn's
because I find him very sexy and look at his son.
320 children that he sired throughout his life.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he did a pretty good job on this one.
And a nice man. It's always funny to see these vicious terrorists, and they come into your office, and they're just soft-spoken, nice gentle people.
I met him on the red carpet, and he introduced himself because, you know, we didn't cross paths while shooting this. And I looked at him. I went, God, I'm walking right next to my husband. I could melt looking at this gorgeous man.
What you've learned from your father's computer files, were you told?
I already told you. I don't know anything.
This is, the lovely and talented Sarah Winter. This is her day turning into a nightmare right before our eyes. I mean, she started out 10 hours ago. The biggest thing on her mind was her sister's wedding. And now she's got a guy with an X-Acto knife.
Now, this is when I exhale. I hold my breath.
This is where you call your friends.
This is no, I don't accept any phone calls and dare not call my home.
Jack Bauer.
Jack?
I love hearing that, Mr. President.
Yeah.
What?
I introduced Dennis Haysbert to a friend of mine who puts on golf tournaments, and he put Dennis together with Tiger Woods to play at the Buick Open Pro-Am, and Dennis was, like, beside himself.
Is that in San Diego?
In San Diego, and it was the biggest thing of this guy's life, that he was going to play in a foursome, and he was partnered with Tiger Woods, and it rained.
Oh, my gosh.
This was
two
weeks
ago. Does that mean it canceled, or they're going to reschedule?
No, they're not rescheduling.
Oh.
So, the highs and lows of life behind the scenes.
Even if NSA originally trained...
But look at the comparison between Dennis and Kiefer, just in terms of the manly looks. You have this clean-cut, very presidential man with power, and then you have this rugged look of this man who's going to save the day. I love it.
You're getting me excited, Penny. Stop it.
I know, because you're an exciting man. I appreciate a good man on a show.
Well, these are manly guys. This is a red meat show.
I know.
This is, yeah, you know, wimps not allowed. Our people kill people.
Yeah.
And go eat a sandwich right after.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Another manly man.
Xander Berkeley.
Mr. Xander Berkeley, a man who's...
I find him extremely talented.
Yeah. And his name begins with the letter X.
You got to start
with that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
Xander is an actor who has very often in his career played either the villain or the, you know, not always an evil guy, but the guy that you love to not like. And so he was so thrilled this year that his storyline took him into new dramatic territory. I mean, we had an episode earlier with him saying goodbye to his son, which he came up to me afterwards and said it was the best scene he's ever played in his career.
I have to interject there. The next day,
what?
I came into the trailer and I said to Xander, if you don't put that on your reel, you are out of your mind. That scene between he and his son,
yeah.
Just that moment of saying absolutely nothing, but hugging.
Yeah.
Oh, that just, oh, it took
Well,
me
that's
so.
Classic 24. That's what all the actors do so well, is you just make it happen with a look.
Yes, I call that my Suzuki moments.
Why Suzuki?
Because that's the an art of theater that I learned and that I teach, the Kabuki Noe martial arts,
mm-hmm.
And the idea of the silence and the stillness is just much more powerful than being all over the place, you know, moving, having to do so much. It's in the stillness, and it brings the intensity so inward that the audience is, like, ready for it to seep out. And so I call it my Suzuki
moments.
Well,
that's exactly what we try to attain through the editing and the pacing of the show, where we don't have to say a whole lot, but you really fill in all the blanks between these characters.
Yeah.
This was a scene that we wrote about 10 different ways, shot it once, threw it out, shot it again. This is sort of him looking back on his life. It originally started with him playing music, and we couldn't agree on what kind of music he would listen to for the last time, and him eating, what would he... It was sort of like a Last Supper scene.
Mm.
And by the time we looked at it and all the different variations, we said, you know, let's make it about him giving something to Michelle and make an impact on our characters.
Here's a classic stillness moment out of the Roger Stanton character. Very understated, but
yeah, he does it naturally.
Yes.
Look at his eyes. You just never know what he's thinking. But you know you don't trust him.
I know. When I saw him smile for the first time, I realized what people think about Sherry Palmer. They think she can't smile, but I realized this is a real man.
Yeah. And again, he's another guy completely different in real life.
Yes.
He's kind of a, you know, just a wonderful, kind of soft-spoken East Coast guy.
They have no military mandate.
Well, I'd assume that this Coral Snake group, like many others that we see...
Clear your throat, Harris.
No, but that's perfect timing. I like it. I like that.
How would you know that, Roger? A minute ago, you told me you never heard of them.
Because it shows you something, there's another level, something else going on there.
Yeah.
Past experience, Mr. President. I have no concrete information.
That's ice.
Let me look into it.
Yeah. You do that.
Look at him.
Yes.
Boy, when you got two strong actors like that going at each other...
It makes for great television.
It really... Oh, who's that?
Oh, my gosh, that's a Sherry Palmer girl.
Okay. That was a rewrite, that Harris Hulin scene.
Jack Bauer's plane was shot down by an American military unit.
Yeah,
he told me himself. I won't go into details... except to say that I believe him.
American military? Why?
I just spoke to Roger Stanton. I think he's hiding something from me. I'm going to arrest him.
Arrest the head of NSA?
What we were trying to do in this episode with Sherry is deepen her believability that she was actually working in the best interest of Palmer. So the more believable she becomes, the more confused the audience is getting, because they saw her last year as one thing and we didn't want to bring her back. We knew they would automatically assume that she would have her own agenda.
Firing Stanton will cause chaos.
But the more we were able to play against it.
Now, don't you believe her?
Absolutely.
You gave her some great words. These were a lot of words. I remember shooting this. And we shot this over. We shot the beginning of this over.
Yes.
And because originally, Sherry was in the room actually watching
Palmer
and, television.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yes, and then that went off, and I understand that completely because I like the cut from Stanton leaving the room,
to him
a small exchange
in.
To him coming in.
Yes. We need to get some kind of proof, some evidence.
See, Palmer can't but help listening to her.
She
always
makes
sense to him.
Yes.
And that's his conflict.
Find me a connection.
Oh, he's got 25 years under his belt, too, listening to.
Well, and she put him there, whether
I believe
he likes it or not.
Something happens to my flesh when I'm this woman with this man. And it's something that's so real, and I can't describe it. And I actually have to shake it off.
Kidneys or your spleen, or is it just surface?
That's right.
Hold on, I'll patch it through.
What do you got here?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
Yeah, listen, I'm bringing the prisoners down.
All right, got everything under control?
Yeah, the guy gave us a little bit of trouble, but
what?
That squared away on.
Now, he is actually a musician, isn't that true?
He's a musician, and my daughter's Girl Scout troop worship him.
Well, come on. It's every little girl's dream.
And they went to the set, and he played guitar for them.
Ah.
And I have to look at a picture of his face about 40 times a day, because three of his posters are up in my house.
Hey, listen, this may sound a little crazy, but did you happen to hear anything about some kind of a bomb?
This guy I loved.
Well, that's, again, the art of the casting, because they take time and they take great care in everybody
that's
in the show.
The smallest parts, but he gives it such believability. This guy does a lot of
But there are no small
films.
Parts here.
Right.
There are no small parts because it's every actor in town just wants to be on 24 to have that opportunity. Now, that's a pretty hard trick to do, you know that.
It's only been about, it's been over 15 minutes and Kim isn't in trouble, so we had to... We have a 15-minute rule on her.
Okay.
She's got to be either kidnapped, grabbed, gunpoint, being chased, or in a car accident every 15 minutes of the show. She's not Kim Bauer. So here we go.
Okay, you see the lighter?
There it is.
There you go. And someone who's been watching says, I knew something was going to happen with the lighter.
There you go. Okay. I think we had to. No, we didn't. What the heck is going on? And cut.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, now you breathe and then you leave your fingernails alone. Okay. No coffee at this time because you're already wired. The boxes. Who would have thought that boxes would bring about such a great change in television history?
Well, you know, everything old becomes new.
Yeah.
That's an old 60s trick. The split screen boxes.
Hawaii 5-0, I remember.
Hawaii 5-0, Thomas Crown Affair. But Dave Thompson, who edited the pilot, really kind of did some really different took a new approach to it. This is about a 6-minute scene cut down to about a 2-minute scene. He sort of shot it in real time, her getting out, going across, doing it. But it just played too long, so I ended up editing this thing way, way down.
Now, this is continuity hell.
This is continuity hell. Also, we had to add some additional dialogue here to make sure we got across the fact that the cop didn't die, because it looked like he did, and we didn't want them to seem so indifferent to this innocent guy.
And you have to put her in jail and keep her there.
Yeah. He's sexy, no?
Well, you know, I'm a little older, so I like a little really mature man. He's cute. I'm not into cute now. I'm into really good looking.
You're into manliness.
Manliness. That's why, you know, they paired us together,
Joe. That's right.
Without our spouses.
Thank you, Penny. I'll be calling my lawyer in the morning.
Okay.
Because my wife is calling it right now. All right, this is the torture house.
This is menacing. Look at this.
Yeah.
Who did you tell?
If you don't tell me, I'm going to carve out your earring with an X-Acto knife.
There's an intro to the house.
Now I know how it feels when the women wear those heavy earrings and they look like they have split ears. It's because the ears, right through it.
Technology, constant part of our show. There's many cool little techno things we could throw in there. The more believable the show becomes.
I love all of the nice little nuances that Xander has added to his character as he's taking this.
Shoves things up his nose.
Oh, the Kleenex to the glasses to these very little, very particular things that are going to come to a point that we truly understand when we find out what's happening to him completely.
What the heck did he just say? I have no idea.
Well, see, that's the art of 24. You speak in circles
play
so you don't
again.
Tell anybody.
Play it back again.
You don't really want to tell anybody what's going on. I don't want to give away what's happening with the Xander character.
Okay, and now here comes Miss Sorority Girl from USC.
Yes.
The sweet.
Make it fast.
Little.
Moist skin, young and fresh.
Nubile Marie Warner.
And blonde.
Who loves her man.
Look at that.
They never really kissed well, so I always had to cut off it quickly.
I have to teach them how to kiss.
Yeah.
I do that, you know, being a teacher. I teach how to kiss and how to fight. I did. I had to teach kids, so I had to teach 19-year-olds how to kiss on the stage.
See?
No, that wasn't a good kiss.
Yeah.
Joe, we got to teach them how to do that stuff.
Well, the audience is saying to themselves, what a nice girl. We love her. And he's
so
all
sweet and innocent.
He feels happy now. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the
bloodletting.
Look at
that red.
Yeah. See, he had to torture her in a really kind of a feat way because we couldn't have him really disfigure her because she's going to be in the rest of the show. I wasn't completely convinced that
that's
really
that's a good way to disfigure a woman. I mean,
well,
take
yet,
her, split her ears.
Keep her hair over for the rest of the 12 episodes.
Look at this.
Right. So here's a classic split-screen moment.
Yes.
Big macho Jack Bauer with a big gun, pointing people with his fingers, pointing.
Very soon. He is very good at that.
Look at that. Do you think they really do that?
Yeah. You know, my sister was a cop.
She did this and that and that?
Well, she was an undercover cop. And she did a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
She actually calls me up a lot to tell me what she believes. And, oh, I love this.
There you go. Blood and guts.
Yes.
All right.
Fall back. I order a woman. If you come any closer, I'll kill the woman.
This is the first episode where we bring these two characters together, Jack and Sarah, which we sort of have promised to be a possible romantic relationship, and we're promoting that. The magazines and the media had covered that story for a while, and this now 10 episodes in will be the first time these two meet each other. I really like this shield. It's really cool.
Yeah.
This little piece of armor plating that they go and use to batter their way in. Okay.
I actually like his team.
Yeah.
Watch his
team.
There
you go. Look at that. Isn't that cool? That's tough.
Yes.
There you go. You're dead.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Now, last week, a guy killed himself by using cyanide, and here he's... Oh, no.
Don't give away story.
No.
Did you just give away story?
No, I thought I was one episode ahead.
Oh, okay.
He's biting into something now.
Yes. We're about to see it.
Okay.
There you go.
He's going into convulsions.
What?
Did you see him take anything?
I was watching him the whole time.
You know, that caterer? Look at what he did to this guy. He just had lunch at our catering truck.
I happen to think we have the best caterers in town.
We do.
How many of them have taken lessons for shooting?
A lot of these guys are stunt guys.
Okay.
In fact, most of them are.
I want confirmation that that is Syed Ali.
He's so mad.
Okay, now we can, like, whew, breathe. Okay.
Now we could look at a Ford commercial, relax.
But how often do you think Kiefer goes to the gun range, firing range? He's
know.
So believable.
Yeah,
I mean, we're shooting these guns.
That's a nosebleed, man.
Yeah.
It'll be too late. They'll see you.
Yet, still sexy.
Yeah, well, there's a moment, that we are about to have that I actually didn't care to see.
Thank you so much.
Tell me.
I'm about to tell you. I'm going to let you see it. Because, see, I think this is classic right here.
As soon as this is all over, I'm going to find you, okay? I promise.
And I think she should get out of there now.
She does get out of there.
No. No good moment.
Wrong?
Wrong moment.
It's her boyfriend. He saved her life. He
Joel,
saved Megan's life.
Been married for 20 years.
She's a
Come
teenage
on.
Girl.
I know, I'm not going to stop to kiss my man with all that blood all over him. I'm going to make sure
Maybe
he's
not,
fine, and I am going to get the blank out of there.
Right, that's right. Boys 18 to 24, that was for them.
I think it would have been sexier had she kissed him on the neck with very soft lips.
Licked his eyeball?
All right, leave me alone.
All right, okay.
I still know about romance now.
She's there. Here we go. Meanwhile, it's Sarah Winder's ear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're watching this very carefully to see what kind of chemistry these two have. And lo and behold, they actually look pretty damn good together. Come on. That's pure Kiefer. That's pure Kiefer. That would not have been written in.
Yeah, but that's wonderful.
That's just his sort of old school sense of chivalry that he has.
I think it's important for the Jack Bauer character, especially since this year we've seen a rugged, take no prisoners kind of man. And
it's a huge part of his appeal that he could be so sort of engaged in combat and yet be caring to a woman or his daughter. I mean, that's a
makes him human.
That's a great character. But that's Kiefer too.
Copeland. What they did to him.
They?
Sarah is, by the way, Australian. Does a perfect American accent.
The other one left before you came.
Which I think is kind of really, must be very
You know, I do a really good Australian accent.
Yeah. Okay, I forgot. I forgot it's all about Penny. You know. I should never have complimented another actress.
I'm just going to say that when I was learning about Condoleezza Rice and I found out that she's fluent in Russian and all of that, I decided that Sherry must be fluent in something else. So you'll have to have her speak other languages.
That's a great idea.
Because Penny teaches dialect, so why not use that?
Baker, this is Agent Bauer.
Perfect Australia. I hear in Germany that I speak perfect German.
Do you?
Everywhere we do 24, I speak the perfect language. Is that amazing?
We haven't aired in Japan yet.
I speak perfect Japanese.
Perfect Japanese.
Help your sister. Who is she?
Marie Warner.
Cute little sorority girl from SA.
She's supposed to get married today.
Yeah, it's very difficult when you're writing a show in real time to try and do a relationship.
I like this scene.
This is a new scene. We added this scene afterwards.
Shut down for over 20 years. Last month, NSA was given orders to resurrect it.
But I think you cut it too fast.
Sure, I'm sure you think that.
No, because I wanted to touch him. I wanted to try to touch him. Because I think it's important.
By itself, it's not. Unless Stanton used OPCOM to contact Colonel Samuels in the last few hours.
My source is checking on that now.
I think this is a fabulous little trio with Jude, his energy. To play off of him.
Find this connection. We'll move on.
Well, this isn't the additional scene.
No, this isn't.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Where you're like doing everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Let's see what Penny's fan of me
See,
about.
Now you cut it. Because Penny thought that Sherry needed to touch him and just have that moment of, no, I'm not ready for that. Not from you.
And Joel didn't think what Penny thought.
Well, I know, because, well, you call the shots anyway, darling.
There's always reasons.
But I can, you're going to be doing it. Tell me why. No, don't tell me why. I don't want to give away anything.
I think it had to do with what was coming in afterwards. We wanted to still keep it very professional and not make it intimate yet. I think there's more tension to that.
Well, when they finally break that tension, I wonder what's going to happen. It's going to be volcanic.
Carlos has not been in this episode a lot, but he's a real strong anchor to the show.
Yes.
Especially now that Jack's not in CTU and Nina's not in CTU. He's sort of been carrying the ball.
Jack, there's one more thing.
One more thing.
The father, Bob Warner, he freelances for the CIA.
Joel, I think out of all the awards that we have been nominated for, that they have failed to nominate us for the best show in use of the cell phone.
Yeah, the cell phone is best supporting character.
Let me tell you.
We could not have done the show 10 years ago. Without cell phones, I don't know how you'd do it. People driving and talking.
The cell phone, like the clock. I mean, these are main characters of 24.
Absolutely. The boxes.
Yes.
Agent Baker?
Baker here.
How's Miss Warner doing?
What category would that be? Technical actor? technical attributes?
Yes. Props?
Yeah, those three dates and anything the following week.
Is this the one?
This is the new scene.
And I'm glad you put it in there.
Look at this. This is just Penny on fire. This woman can do everything. Watch this. She knows everything.
Good. Tunnel in.
Problem is, the files are passcode protected. We're going to need someone internal to open them. Take time.
Oh, no, it's not.
She can do that and listen to you. And
yeah,
absolutely.
I know how to get into the passbook. No problem.
Still active. We could use that. Gene, could you hold on for a sec? Uh-huh.
This scene was originally after the scene where she calls Stanton and they have their moment where we realize she's betraying Palmer. And we thought, that would be really interesting. We see that she's betrayed Palmer, and now here she is back in the inner circle doing that stuff. But I think the reason that I put it back, I felt, that it's better to really deepen the sense of trust between Sherry and David before. It's a much bigger betrayal if they've sort of touched hands and he's looked at her and made sort of a physical gesture that is sort of a pledge of maybe a renewed hope or renewed commitment to each other. And then to destroy that felt like would have a bigger impact. That's why we did that.
And I agree with you, because to me, the other way around would somehow be a point of no return.
And there wouldn't have been a point to the scene. The scene would have been over in about 2 seconds. You'd go, she's back doing it. But what happened in this scene really took on a life of its own, especially between the two of you guys.
Absolutely.
So, voila.
I'm glad you're here.
Hello. I love this moment.
Hello.
But let me show you the moment that I really like. Watch this, Joe. Not only a married woman would do this. A woman who knows about it. Watch. The smell of my man on my hands. Oh,
there you go.
God,
there
he
you
smells
go.
Good. I miss it. Oh.
You've been smelling Harris Yulin's hand.
But I want him. I want my chocolate Hershey bar.
With nuts.
Why did I even say that? That's pretty good.
Still going through the record. Reza seems to be cooperating.
This driving me crazy. It just doesn't make sense that Syed Ali has a connection to this white bread family from Pasadena.
So now the mystery of who is the bad guy. Is it Reza or is it Bob? They're both accusing each other of having a connection to Syed Ali, the handsome terrorist, son of Anthony Quinn.
All right, look, I want you to put together a list of all the managers and directors of Bob Warner.
We did a real good job of cleaning up CTU after the bomb to keep it functional yet still looking as if it could have been bombed out. I mean, there is a real stretch of believability we have to do on this show. I mean, if this place really got bombed and 29 people died, 7 hours later, they probably wouldn't still be working on it. However, there is a nuclear bomb about to go off. This is the nerve center. And, you know, it does sort of add to the heroism of these people. But our production designer and our set designers did a wonderful job of just kind of keeping that as part of the show, that they're working in this jerry-rigged office.
It makes perfect sense, though. I mean, just walking through that, when you see the debris all over, you know, in the peripheral, and right. then you have this core, the heart core, like
they're,
you said.
They're sort of oblivious to what's going on around them. Yeah. Look how pretty she is, and these two are really sexy together, I think. So, I didn't mean to say anybody else was pretty, Pat.
No. Well, you know, you have to give kudos where kudos is yeah. due. I believe that. I strongly believe that.
Never as pretty as you, but still.
No, I'm not pretty. See, I'm a woman.
No, you're pretty.
I'm beautiful and sexy and romantic.
And why weren't you on the cover of Newsweek magazine with Star Jones, Beyonce Knowles, and...
Okay, well then, because they're kids.
Okay.
I'm
no,
if you want real woman, you want Penny Johnson Gerald, a.k.a. Sherry Palmer.
All right. These two.
Talk for a minute or two.
Are standing there. She's holding
Yes, but look, she's completely vulnerable.
She's hugging herself.
Yes. Hug me, Jackie, please. Your touch.
That wasn't important anymore.
She was just saw a guy get tortured.
And they embraced it.
She had to.
I want to know who's torturing their wife at home. You guys do such a fine job of torturing women on this show.
And men.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. We torture
you're really good at torturing women.
Mostly in Arabic.
Arabic? How did you know that?
Arabic, how can you be so sure?
You do that too. You remember your lines, huh?
When I was younger.
Classic ones.
My sister got engaged to Reza.
So, again, this whole episode is really building up to the mystery of who's behind what. What is Syed Ali's connection to the Warner family? We've set that up for 9 episodes now. In fact, the first 6 episodes of the show, 5 episodes of the show, we don't even know really what the heck the Warner family is doing in there, although we know that they're slightly tangentially involved with this plot. And this is the episode where everything intersects, as you will soon find out.
Joel, when you say we, are you speaking of we, the audience?
No.
Or the writers,
no, we,
too?
No, we, the audience.
Okay.
We've been watching the show. We've seen this family. We've, on good faith, we know that they're going to somehow be involved, but they really weren't involved for the first
right.
4 or 5 episodes.
But the truth is, I don't know what Syed Ali looks like.
The mapping out of the plot is the hardest thing to do on this show, so... When we started with the Warner family, for instance, we knew that we would have to intersect them into the body of the show by about episode 6. But you don't know what's between 1 and 6. And a lot of times you can have that in your mind, and it doesn't happen until episode 8, or it happens in episode 3. So you constantly have to let things happen organically.
Is this one of those moments?
This is another scene that we added in afterward between Sherry and Harris Yulin. And now this is a big, big surprise that she is in league with this man. After believing with our core that she, you know, we added that scene to show how devoted she is to David. And now here she is talking to Stanton and seeming like she's betraying him.
And I'll tell you, the kind of mail that I got after this scene is extraordinary. People felt completely deceived. They felt like I had won trust and then lost it completely.
Right.
They asked me, how nasty can you possibly get? I went, I don't know. You have to ask the writers.
Right.
And when we were shooting that, when Rodney was... talking about shots, he was going to shoot it in pieces, like showing pieces of lips or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult for people not to know that it's Sherry. First of all, the color of my skin is a dead giveaway.
It didn't matter. I mean, your voice is distinctive, too. I think we may have treated your voice a little bit in the first time to just kind of flatten it out a little bit.
Well, I actually like what you did for the promo when you showed that.
Right.
You took different voice completely.
Right. So now, he's wondering, who the heck
could it be?
Well,
now, here
it
we
is
go.
Marie
yes.
Warner.
I didn't expect you to find anything.
So,
I underestimated.
We are now, have come full circle.
Yes.
The villain of the first 10 episodes, in fact, has been Marie Warner. Not Reza, not Bob, but she is in league with the terrorists who are behind the plot to blow up a bomb in L.A. And we also find out that Sherry is in league with Roger Stanton behind the scenes to undermine President Palmer.
The last 2 years have just been...
I'm so glad you put this in.
Is that it? I mean nothing to you.
Guys, don't piss off your girlfriend.
I know. And that single tear. Look at that.
This was a big, big conversation the writers had. Should she be cold-hearted, or should she have loved him and still kill him because she believes in the cause? And we opted for that.
Good choice.
It makes it much more complicated.
Look at that mouth.
Look at her. And go psycho, please. Psycho eyes. There it is.
Perfect. This is classic 24, because you've befriended so many people, and then they turn on you,
right,
and you find out, oh, my gosh.
Sherry, we believe, is finally with David, and she's gone.
Marie,
we think, is one. Stanton, we find out, is something else. And it's sort of, our audience sits there and watches almost with a scorecard to find out who is what and who's good today and who's... Just because these people seem bad this week, with the exception of Marie, doesn't mean next week
they'll be
they're
bad.
Not going to reverse field. That's sort of
the
fun of watching the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Joel, I love watching 24 with you.
Now get off my lap.
Okay.